The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1963, the Air Force announced that it was training its own astronauts and preparing to launch its own space station, the Manned Orbiting Laboratory. While NASA was expected to blaze the trail to the moon with Apollo, the Air Force was planning to keep Gemini capsules flying to the MOL, which would be used to observe the Earth for military defense purposes. Despite years of research, development, and heavy spending, Manned Orbiting Laboratory never flew. In 1977, it was the beginning of a new record breaker with the launch of Soyuz 26. The two-man cosmonaut crew took up residence on the Soviet space station Salyut 6 for over 3 months, setting a new benchmark for long-term endurance in space. Born on this day in 1919, composer Alexander Courage, famous for writing the original Star Trek theme and the scores for some of the show's best episodes. Actor John Colicos was born today in 1928. You may know him best as Kor the Klingon.
I am Kor, military governor of Organia. Who are you? Where is your smile?
My what?
The stupid, idiotic smile everyone else seems to be wearing.
Or as Baltar from the original 1970s version of Battlestar Galactica.
How far can they go? If a handful of survivors did indeed escape, they would have neither fuel nor food for a prolonged voyage.
The information is not complete. It is offered in exchange for life.
And what is the standing order for humans from your imperious leader?
Extermination.
Infamous B-movie director extraordinaire Ed Wood died on this day in 1978. In 1966, the Second Doctor's first adventure came to a close.
Are you all right?
No, he's okay. The clock knocked himself out.
It was a miracle. How'd you do it?
What happened? What'd I do?
You destroyed the Daleks. That's what you did.
No need to be modest about it.
Did I do that?
You know you did.
You used the power from the colonel's electric supply, overfed it, and blew up their temporary static circuit. Well, didn't you?
Did I do all that?
You may have stopped the Daleks, but have you any idea of the damage you've done to the colony?
Was a blowback, was it?
A blowback? Our power supply has been destroyed. It'll be months before we can get things back to normal.
Velma! That is unfortunate.
Yes, but did it have to be this way?
I did a lot of damage, did I?
Come on.
I think we'd better get out of here before they send us the bill.
Having defeated the Daleks for the first time, Patrick Troughton had already won over Doctor Who fans after the Time Lord's first regeneration. In 1982, one of the first upstart companies to create new games for the Atari 2600 closed up shop. Games by Apollo lasted only a year, and most of its programmers defected to start a new company. Most of the titles released by Games by Apollo were already landing in bargain bins. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, the logbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape on landing, proceed to the logbook. that your escape pod was rated and prone to spiral pain.